77,000 Service Trees by Sri Chinmoy. Part 31. How I wish I could dedicate not only more time, but all the time at my disposal to do God's work. When we work for God, we must not forget that it is He who has given us the golden opportunity to be of service to Him. When our minds claim God, this world of ours will be a world of immense joy. Wherever there is love, there is joy. And this joy comes from the soul's oneness. My Lord, I need not tell you, your forgiveness is the very breath of my life. Aspiration and opportunity love to work together. Dedication shortens the distance. God does His duty. He forgives us. We do not do our duty. We do not forgive ourselves, and we do not forget what we have done. If we do not forget our past mistakes, then we will never be able to go forward. Every seeker needs a constant God hunger. To change your earthly age, you must aspire ceaselessly. Purity expedites our Godward journey. My purity breath God most dearly treasures. God knows that He is mine, but I do not know if I am His. My heart desperately tries to run and sit at my Lord's feet. My heart treasures God's vision eye. My life treasures God's compassion feet. The mind likes to perform before the world assembly. The heart loves to inform God of what it knows. I give all importance to my performance. God gives all importance to my closeness to Him. My purity breath gives God a new hope in my world transformation task. If I just claim God only once, He will forever proclaim my achievements. Heaven is available wherever there is oneness. On earth, I love to serve my Lord's feet. In heaven, I love to serve my Lord's heart. My aspiration heart seed embodies my life's God realization tree. My prayers try to see God's face. My meditations try to see and become one with God's heart. Gratitude offers us both outer success and inner progress. My mind wants to speak to God on the same level. My heart loves to speak to God seated at God's feet. Why do we have to carry with us yesterday's burden? Is today's burden not enough? Today's worries and anxieties are destroying my joy. Alas, why do I think of future anxieties and worries? God always asks me to think of my capacity smile and not my incapacity cry. My gratitude heart tears are a sunlit shortcut to God's abode. Dreams fly and fly and fly, and realities cry and cry and cry all the time and everywhere. God treasures our heart beauty fragrance more than anything else. How can the compassion-flooded God ever be deaf to our helpless cries? God invites his lovers to come and sing in his heart home. In the morning I pray and pray. In my prayer I see God the beauty. In the evening I meditate and meditate. My meditation is all God satisfaction. Nobody tells you to disguise your love for God. Nobody. We want the truth to deepen, but alas, chaos is thickening. A philosopher is in the mind world. He does not know, he does not even care to know, who is inside his heart. To feed my Lord Supreme, I must live a life divine. Start with sincerity and humility. You will reach your goal infinitely faster than otherwise. My mind does not want to have joy in the proper sense of the term. It wants only supremacy, supremacy at any cost. Divine love does not want to remain idle. Progress lies in my oneness heart and nowhere else. My Lord dearly loves my heart's jasmine breath. As long as we are on earth, we must be satisfied with the flow of our life. My mind knows that God is all illumination, yet it does not want to accept God. In my heart I see and feel that God has only one name, compassion. The mind and ego are in perfect love with each other. God blessingfully gives us all his love, and we ignorantly do not accept it. My heart's dream boat is proudly piloted by the eye of my Lord Supreme. Emptiness leads to the arrival of newness and fullness. If we live the heart life, then heaven's gate will all the time remain open to us. If we are the enjoyer of the undivine life, then the mouth of hell will definitely devour us. The beauty of silence forever remains unparalleled. God treasures my heart tears more than anything else. The mind is proud that it can live without God. The heart is proud of the fact that it lives only with one person, God, both in heaven and on earth. The mind knows how to dominate. The heart knows how to liberate. I am proud to be a beggar of God's compassion and forgiveness. A heart of purity embodies measureless God awareness. Every day I must energize the seeker in my heart. The worst possible blow that we can suffer is indifference. Aspiration is my task. Perfection of my nature is the task of my Lord Supreme. If the manifestation of truth takes place, then the mirth of everything will automatically take place. We all need aspiration cries. We all need dedication smiles to be God's choice instrument. As each thought needs expression, even so, we need God's satisfaction in God's own way all the time. When earth pitifully cries, heaven does not know what to do. Alas, earth remains totally silent. Even when heaven smiles most beautifully and most powerfully. Goodness is the birthright of every aspiring heart. Greatness is the birthright of every towering mind. Peace embodies wisdom. Surrender embodies God awareness and God fullness. Unless and until we have mastered the mind, we cannot be fully victorious in the battlefield of life. We must conquer self-importance, pride, to become one, inseparably one, with God's will. My heart and I will always take the side of our soul and always fulfill the needs of our soul. Jealousy always attacks the superiors in secrecy supreme. Inferiority and insecurity, both are happiness beggars. the human mind will absolutely remain always an idle, worthless, useless, and meaningless talker. The boundaries of the mind have to be well guarded so that uncomely thoughts cannot enter. If we do not smash impossibility's pride, then we can never go ahead with our God-ordained task. God does not care whether I am perfect or not. He cares only whether I love him and need him or not. God loves me. Therefore, goodness always accompanies me. Depression slavery and frustration slavery are bound to suffer a destruction life. Both the higher worlds and the lower worlds watch me all the time. I must be very careful. I must always take the path to fulfill the higher worlds only. My heart tears fall very heavily on my Lord's lap. The self-doubting mind is a stupendous failure. There was a time when desire ocean used to drown me, but now aspiration ocean is beckoning me. To see the ultimate truth, we must open our heart eye. To feel God's love, we need without fail a purity heart. Awake, O my sleeping heart, awake. God is waiting for you. How long can he wait? Give God what you have happily and unconditionally. He will proudly dream in and through you. Man's gratitude heart and God's compassion eye sing and play all the time. The heart tries to love all and succeeds. The mind does not want to trust anybody and succeeds. When I come to realize that my Lord is my only possession, only then my Lord claims me as his own, very own. The body loves untiringly to sleep. The vital loves dramatic performances. The mind collects and spreads suspicion seeds. Heaven examines me to know if I have purity enough to own God's breath. Earth examines me to know if I am all for God. As for God realization, we cannot set a date. Even so, for God satisfaction, we cannot set a date. I pray only in the temple of sleepless self-offering. When we meditate, heaven and earth both claim us equally. May each thought of mine grow into a oneness heart tree. When we bend, the whole world comes to us to give us what it has. when we become a sincere God lover, God makes us his world transformation promise fulfiller. Self-offering is the foundation of a life full of God. If we surrender our life's fondest dreams, God comes to us in his form supreme. I must study every day in life's simplicity school. Suffering purifies everything that we have and we are. Aspiration shortens unimaginably our God-realization road. Each pilgrim dream will become a reality. The tiny world of my mind tortures my heart constantly. Each time my heart speaks to God, God blesses my heart with a new hope and a new promise. May our God manifestation promise have a very quick fulfillment. God will forgive my ignorance. I just have to wait. In every way, the human mind tries to fool the world, either consciously or unconsciously. Wherever I go, my heart gathers the petals of hope, and I gather my heart beauty's rose. O my mind, do not enter the tunnel of thundering thought. Whenever we pray soulfully, our conflicting thoughts disappear. When we descend, we try to remain unnoticed. My Master's eye brings heaven's beauty down and gives it to me. My Master's heart comes to me with all its promises. The God within always tries to help the God without to facilitate his work. The vital and the mind are always extravagant in their earthly purchases wherever they go. Alas, I missed the connecting flight from earth to heaven. Whenever we open our big mouth, our heart becomes smaller and narrower. We all need an inexhaustible self-giving life. Oneness waves are found only in the vastness sea. Love your enemy. It will not only puzzle him, but finally illumine him. The real failure is when we deliberately do not want to wake up. To be loyal is something extremely difficult for human nature. May my meditation be always ocean deep. Jealousy swallows others' divine qualities. There is no such thing as an unanswerable question. At God's choice hour, we must reap our aspiration and dedication crop. aspiration tree has to be always kept fruitful. God's name has to be repeated not only when we are free, but also when we are in the hustle and bustle of life. The gratitude of the heart has to be always pure and soulful. The more we judge others, the sooner we lose our own divine qualities. Whenever we do small things with great love, God gives us the most powerful and blessingful smile. Do not look back. Just go forward, forward. The golden shore is awaiting you. All our bitter and useless memories have to be deleted from the tablet of our mind. The mind stories we read through our eyes. The heart songs we learn from the heart of God. God is never disgusted with his cosmic game. Why then are we disgusted? God examines our sincerity, and he also examines how long our sincerity will last. We all need a meditating mind. Alas, what we have now is only a meddling mind. Become the beauty and fragrance of the present moment. To find happiness in this world is not an impossible task. If you have a silent mind, then your life tree, if you have a silent mind, then your life tree will be full of divine flowers and fruits. Alas, the human mind treasures absurdities. We have to bring back our old God hunger to make the world infinitely better than it is. The moment we betray God, we extinguish our hope flames. If we watch something critically and falsely, then our blindness is unthinkable. The heart does not command, but the heart gets the results. The bleeding tears of our heart serve as a telescope to heaven. The final bell rang. Alas, my heart was there, but my mind, vital, and body were somewhere else. Every day we must get rid of our uncomely thought weeds. We must realize that a life of failure is never permanent. Remember the hermit inside your heart who is praying for you and meditating on you. I am praying to God to bless me with a voice that can sing to the world his vision reality. The heart dawn can be unimaginably powerful. My Lord, if I leave you, what will happen? My child, nothing will happen because you will not leave me. If we want to study in God's school, the first thing we must have is a cheerful heart. Each human being has to be a morning God seeker. When God sees me and my heart soulfully happy, he feels that he has accomplished something beautiful. When God sees me and my mind divinely happy, he feels that he has accomplished something supremely unusual. If we are not ready to serve God at every moment, how can we expect God happiness in our life? It pains me so deeply when I see my own life is not always for God. When insecurity knocks at the heart's door, love makes insecurity secure. May everything that I have and I am happily bow to my Lord Supreme. My supreme gardener does the gardening inside my heart garden with tremendous satisfaction. How I wish I could dream of a world that is flooded with peace and bliss. Each tempting thought has to be destroyed sooner than at once. It seems that our self-disciplined life loves to enjoy vacation all the time. Each soul has inexorable willpower. When our lifestyle is fanciful, our beautiful heart dies. When faith is suspected, the heart gets a very sad experience. When my life is in constant gratitude heart tears, I feel I am richer than anybody else here on earth. The human mind loves to cling to darkness. The heart that sings soulfully is chosen by God himself. Divine thoughts are always wisdom flooded. There is no mind that cannot be changed. There is no heart that cannot be fulfilled. The mind searches for the satisfaction source always at the wrong place. Ignorance is a man-made prison. My Lord, I have come back. My child, when did you leave? You have always been inside the very depths of my heart. We cry, we smile. Both crying and smiling are of supreme value. When we act soulfully and self-givingly, we definitely feel God's presence in our hearts. If we do not treat every human being well, then we see what suffering we go through. Love your friends. Honor their good qualities. You will have joy and peace in boundless measure.